You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So check it out. This comes from Heather. Yes, an evil Heather wrote to us and said, "You guys are paying bills for people." Yes, we are.
Correct.
We just said we're going to do another one at 8:30.
Mix100.com.
She says, "I wonder how many will submit their daycare bill." "My husband just quit his job to stay home with our two kids because we finally realized the tiny little bit of extra money we made after paying for daycare and preschool just was not worth it. Here come the numbers, Jeremy. We added it up and realized just for the daycare and preschool, it was $30,000 a year.
Gah.
And that didn't count all the other costs with my husband's job." Let's jump in here for a second. Yeah, stuff like, you know, gas and food and car maintenance and wardrobe and the other costs associated
with it. Goes on and on, yeah.
$30,000 a year, and that didn't count the other costs. She says, "So now he stays home and watches the kids, and we are no longer paying out the nose for daycare." She closes by saying, "Thanks for your entertaining show and for keeping it real every day. Love my boys."
Oh, thank you, Heather.
We love you back, evil Heather.
Keeping it real.
30 grand a year, and that might even be on the low end for some people. We have listeners who I guarantee you are paying more than that. Didn't you reach out and ask?
Yeah, because, I mean, this letter came in yesterday, and I was like, no way. There's no way that people are paying this much money. And so I did post it on my Facebook earlier this morning, and that number's about spot on for a few people. I will say a woman named Alexis wrote in to me and said that they're paying $49,000 annually for three children. And then some dude named Jason wrote in and said $50,000, but I think he's probably pulling
just trying
like
to one up the 49
grand. I mean,
$49,000 a year for daycare.
That's three kids. Some other ones that came in on my Facebook: $32,000 for three kids, $21,000 for two kids. Some of the lower ones, $14,000 for a year, $10,000 for a year. It's really expensive, man. I had no idea these costs were so high. I mean, my wife and I, we lucked out. I mean, just with this goofy radio schedule, we had split schedules. So I would work in the morning, you know, and then I'd get home at a fairly decent time. And then that allowed her to then take on her career when I got home, and we would do a kid handoff, essentially. Mm-hmm. She'd watch him in the morning. I had him in the afternoons. It all worked out easy peasy, and we didn't have to, accrue any of these costs, any of these daycare costs. Yeah. I feel so fortunate, man.
Yeah.
Because these numbers, you go pay cash for a car with these numbers, you know?
If you're, and the thing is, $49,000, I don't believe that's a tax write-off, is it?
I think you can, yeah, because you can deduct
of
some of it. Yeah, like daycare costs.
Hold on, I got to do a Google search on that now. Now I got to know.
Because when they were in,
tax deductible.
Because we were paying for preschool and stuff, and we were able to deduct all that when they were in preschool.
Allows eligible parents to claim up to 50% of $8,000 in child care expenses. So you could take $4,000 off of your $49,000.
Yeah, dang.
Oh, my God. By the way, we do not purport to offer actual tax advice. Please consult.
Yeah. We're just
a professional.
We're on Google right now, so a couple more coming in. Lindsay says $24,000 a year for three kids at the YMCA. Travis says $27,000 a year for two kids in daycare. And Mandy just pinged me and said $34,800 for two children in preschool, and that's year round.
Okay, so Heather's $30,000 is falling right into
it's lining right up,
pretty
man.
Much. It sounds like our average from our listeners might be like 25-ish or whatever, but there are plenty paying well over 30. So
you
man,
gotta wonder,
oh
you know, if you're working a job that's not paying you much more than that, do you keep working? I mean, you're working to pay for your daycare.
That's the question. We've posed it on this show a year. It's been years, though, since we talked about it. But we posed that question one time, and we even challenged our listeners. You know, add up everything. Be honest and add up everything, you know, that you pay in order to go to work. And I remember vividly the number of people who reached out to us and said, your show changed our lives because we realized we were actually going in the hole with both of us working.
Mm-hmm.
They said we never would have believed it, but we actually were losing money by both of us working. And so we had people quit their jobs to stay home
to
with
raise
the kids,
their kids.
Whether it was the, you know, the woman staying home, or in this case, like in Heather's household, you know, the husband is staying home.
Yep.
Because it just financially doesn't make sense to drop $30,000 to $40,000, and that's just for the child
care. You're just
working
for the
kids. Not counting the other stuff.
Yeah, but yeah,
wow.
That it sucks that you got to do that. I mean, then you kind of tend to wonder, is like, is that the right thing to do then, even if you are just working for your kids, because you are possibly giving up your career, you're giving up friendships. Your kids will grow up, and this little phase will end. I mean, and then you're going to be that farther back in your career. You know, or do you just keep working, keep plugging away, knowing that you're just paying for your kids, but yet you're advancing your career?
So I have a friend of mine who left her career to raise her kids. Her husband kept working, and she said that after about, I can't remember what it was, like 10 years, she was like, I'm ready to go back. And she'd been out so long that it was really difficult getting back into her industry.
I bet.
That she had 10 years where everyone had passed her by, you know, in one form or another. And she goes, it was really difficult to try to get back in after taking off for 10 years.
That's the part that sucks.
Because, you know, employers are saying, well, you haven't done this in 10 years. Do you know all the new fangled blah, blah, blah?
Yeah, especially if you're in a field of, like, technology or computers. I mean, 10 years, I mean, the huge advances, you know?
10 years is a century with technology.
It is.
And, look, and I'm not trying to talk anybody into or out of anything. That's not what I think either Jeremy or I are
trying to do. We're just crunching the numbers here.
We're just talking. It's just a couple of, it's your boys talking here, and the lines are open. We had jammed phone lines. Everyone is just slowly dropping off. That's
what
fine.
What happened?
What was the one? Erin was her name. Was it how much? 45 to 52,000, I think she said, is what they pay each year.
Yeah, I think it was Erin. Alexis?
$45,000 to $52,000 a year for their child care.
We had a dude named Jacob that called in just a minute ago. He dropped off, and he was talking about how his wife works in the childcare industry, and he's like, thank God. He's like, because we get like a half-off discount. Mm. He's like, otherwise, it would be something like a whole other mortgage payment every month. He's like, it could be $1,800, $1,900 a month.
Yeah.
And when you start breaking it down monthly and you're looking at that, you're like, yeah, I could have another house for this, for what we're paying.
Right.
And childcare costs, and oh, it's eye-opening.
You know, Jeremy,
it?
But you can't put a cost or price on the joy of these beautiful children. They are a gift. They're a gift.
Some of them are pretty darn cute. I mean,
you know, how about, and before we go to Jessica on the phone, we should point out that there are some of those companies that, you know, they're not daycare companies, but they offer daycare for their employees.
Yeah.
You talk about, start looking at what a hell of a perk that is right now.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to work and you drop your kids off on the ground floor and you get in the elevator and go up to the third floor so that they're right there in the same building with you.
A lot of those big tech companies do that. I know that's like big with Google and Facebook, I think. And
that's a perk.
And how about those lucky parents who have grandma and grandpa nearby?
Well, there is that.
You better give them really good Christmas gifts.
We're going to do one quick call here. It's Jessica. Jessica, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Hello. How are you?
We're good.
We're having a heck of a day. What do you got on your mind today?
I just wanted to talk about the mental load of freaking staying at home with your kids.
Yeah. Right. Do you have experience with that?
Yeah. So I had a kid. I quit my job and I was like, all right, I'll be a stay at home mom. Oh my gosh. I didn't even last 6 months.
Yeah. It's hard, isn't it?
Like, I love my kid. He's the best. But like, I'm sorry. I work in the medical field. It's exhausting. But let me tell you what's more exhausting.
Well, did you find that you needed something to kind of call your own as well? That's, you know, that's you.
Yeah.
I mean,
absolutely. When you have kids, you lose a huge sense of your individuality.
Now, this is purely observational on my part, but I do have a couple friends that have completely devoted their life to raising their kids, and they're a little older now, and I will say that they are a little loopy. They're a little They're trying to put this nicely, you know. They're crazy.
Yeah, you get a little crazy.
You,
I'm not
you
gonna
do
lie.
Because you have
stay home. Those moms who stay home for like 20 years raising their kids.
Yes.
God bless them.
Yes.
God bless them, but they are not me.
Yeah, yeah. Then you have nothing else. Your kids are grown and gone, and then you have nothing that's you know yours that you can hang your hat on.
Exactly.
You know.
Yep.
No. Except, I mean, the fact that you've raised some wonderful kids.
Correct, but that can only go so far.
You know, there is some sort of scientific study that shows, they call it, what we talked about on the show, it's like parent brain or mommy brain or something.
I had it.
Yep.
They studied the actual cognitive abilities of parents just before their children were born, mm-hmm. and then when their kids were like 2 years old, and they said the parents lost a substantial amount of cognitive ability or something.
I had it. I had it with both of my kids.
Parent brain.
Yeah. And okay, just
well,
give me the line,
they're
Dom.
Watching Peppa Pig all day.
Yes. You watch all these stupid shows.
So one of my favorite memories ever is friends of ours. This was many years ago. And I think it was Ray and Renee. And I remember they had twins. And I remember calling over to talk to Ray, and it was in the middle of the day, and I thought he had gone home, and he wasn't there. And Renee answers, and I said, hey, is Ray there? She goes, no, he's still at work, blah, blah, blah. I said, all right, I'll call back later. And she goes, no, don't hang up. Don't hang up. She goes, I need to talk to an adult. Do not hang up the phone.
And then she started talking baby talk. What are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, I work 4 days. I have three off. And all my coworkers are like, have a good three-day weekend. I'm like, you obviously don't have kids.
Now comes the laundry and you know, cleaning the house and planning meals.
That's
and,
funny.
Yeah.
Oh, well, how old is your little one now, Jessica?
He's almost four.
All right. Okay. It's going to get better. It's going to get easier.
Yeah.
He's insane.
So is his mom. So come on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I agree.
Hey, we appreciate you listening to the Dom and Jeremy show. So thank you. Okay?
Thanks, Jess.
No problem. You guys have a good day.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for being on the show. Yeah, that parent brain is a thing.
Sure is, man.
Look it up, people. Oh, that's funny.